Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, February 18th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. Texas suing the White House over mask mandates. Senator Schumer blames record high inflation on Republicans. Most voters say American society is in a state of decay. A new report ranks the states where folks stay married the longest. Also ahead, listeners, sound off. But first, Texas filing a lawsuit against the Biden administration's mask mandate on airplanes. State Attorney General Ken Paxton claiming the president's order violates travelers' constitutional rights. Mr. Paxton successfully sued the White House over Mr. Biden's vax mandate on federal workers and private companies. New cases of COVID are down 60% in the last 4 weeks, but masks are still required on planes. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer blaming record high inflation on the GOP, Grand Old Party, says the senator, quote, our Republican colleagues seem more comfortable giving speeches that go on and on about rising costs without offering any solutions. Complaining about the problem doesn't make inflation better, unquote. Since taking office, President Biden and the Democrats have spent a staggering $6 trillion on COVID and new federal entitlements. That, of course, ignites inflation. Somebody tell Senator Schumer. A new poll from the Trafalgar Group says a vast majority of adults believe American culture is in serious trouble. 77% say our society is now a, quote, state of decay. Just 10% think we are living in a state of progress. 13% are unsure. According to respondents, biggest challenges facing America include cancel culture, COVID, political hatred, and race relations. A survey published by Fox News ranks the states with the longest marriages. Top five, Virginia, Idaho, Utah, New Jersey. Number one, Hawaii. Americans on the Big Island stay together an average of 22 years. Worst spots, Mississippi, Arkansas, Indiana, Oregon, Georgia. 55% of marriages in the Peach State end in divorce. In a moment, update listeners have their say. Right back.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD. 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners, sound off. Let's go to Michael in Sunnyside, New York. That is Queens. There isn't going to be any sanctions on Russia. It's all an act to try to make Biden look good for the next election. Michael, you and I have a gentleman's disagreement. If Putin invades Ukraine, America and Europe will slap harsh economic sanctions on Russia, and they will do grave damage to the already weak Russian economy. Joe Biden cannot back down on this after Afghanistan. That would collapse his entire administration. So if Putin goes in, expect the sanctions. Mark, Fresno, California. Bill, you said the dishonest media is the most dangerous thing in America. However, do you believe they're more dangerous than corrupt leadership at the FBI, Homeland Security, and CIA? Well, you'd have to tell me what the corrupt leadership is. We certainly know there was corruption in the FBI during the Trump administration. Is there corruption now? I don't know that for a fact. Homeland Security, obviously not doing the job on the southern border. Is it corruption or incompetence? And the CIA, I think, is doing a pretty darn good job. I got a new book coming out called Killing the Killers, The Secret War Against Terrorists, and the CIA has eliminated a lot of these people. So I got to have facts before I issue condemnation. Richard, Syracuse, New York. Do you know that Syracuse is the snowiest city in the USA? Even more than Anchorage. O'Reilly, can you explain the limits and the next steps of the Durham probe? Well, I wish I could, Richard, but I don't really work for the Justice Department. And John Durham, the special counsel, is not calling me up every day and saying, hey, Bill, this is what we're doing. Do you have any opinion on what we should do next? So I don't know. What I do know is that so far, Durham has put out publicly that there was spying on Donald Trump, the candidate, and the president. That's huge, even if the corrupt media chooses to ignore or diminish the story. Ronald Mobile, Alabama. The New York Times is in the tank for the Democratic Party. Their famous motto has devolved into all the news the Democrats allow us to print. Everybody knows that the New York Times, the Washington Post, the LA Times, the Associated Press, USA Today, they're all liberal. And the television news operations take their cues from the newspapers to this day, even though the newspapers have far left influence with the folks than they used to have. But the media in America is corrupt, and it is hurting every one of us. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by putting it together. If you would like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And this weekend, we are streaming on BillO'Reilly.com the Trump O'Reilly History Tour. Where do you see this? In a moment, something you might not know.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. 137 years ago today, Mark Twain published the most successful sequel in the history of literature. Move over to Tom Sawyer. The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn had arrived. Here's how Huck went from sidekick to one of the most iconic characters in the world. Huckleberry Finn first appeared as Tom Sawyer's best friend in the 1876 book entitled Tom Sawyer. Twain saw Huck's story as a follow-up, but the material was far more serious. The novel focused on the institution of slavery and other aspects of rural life in the South, and Twain used the vernacular back then, including the N-word, in the book. Huckleberry Finn and his friend Jim were the centerpiece of the book. Huck vows to help Jim reach Ohio and freedom. Published on February 18, 1885. The book sparked immediate controversy in a country still reeling from the Civil War. The San Francisco Chronicle labeled the work, quote, the most amusing book in years. A magazine in New York City called the story cheap, suitable only for slums. A library in Massachusetts banned Huckleberry Finn, calling a subject matter tawdry. Other libraries followed, starting a controversy that continued long after Mark Twain's death in 1910. For the next 100 years, the book came under fire for its portrayal of black characters and Southern whites. Despite the controversy, Huckleberry Finn is ranked as one of the greatest works of American fiction. And here's something else you might not know. The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn remains controversial to this day. Even now, movements exist in Connecticut, New York, Virginia, to censor sections of the book. A school district in North Carolina removed the N-word from the story, renaming the character from N-word Jim to Slave Jim. Other districts include a trigger warning for young readers, claiming the novel contains outdated stereotypes. New editions in the UK stripped the word Indian from the book, replacing it with Native American. How woke. Back after this.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.